to Sound Ideas. When is a school day really a school day? It's a question that's taken on new significance as Illinois districts take advantage of new flexibility in how state law defines a school day. Now, a report on how local school districts are measuring the effectiveness of last week's first ever alternative learning days. The first thing that District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley wants you to know about alternative learning days?
We all recognize that it's certainly not as good as the kids being here in front of the teacher. So that, let's get that off the plate right away.
During last week's dangerously cold weather, District 87 canceled school for 2 days, but not really. They became alternative learning days, a first for the district. Students and teachers worked from home, checked in with each other, and District 87 got to count those as real school days, so they don't have to be tacked on to the end of the school calendar in May as so-called emergency days. But is that the same thing? Should kids learning at home count as kids learning at school? Riley says, obviously, everyone is best served when students are in school with teachers, but
short of that, doing meaningful learning activities now as opposed to having to come back in May at the end of the school year, we think can be more meaningful. Now, that's what we think, but we need to gather some information to help determine if what we think is reality.
That means surveys. District 87 is sending 10-question surveys to parents, teachers, and students about the pilot alternative learning days. One of the questions, should District 87 do it again?
And that will be a simple yes-no question, and that'll provide us with some good information.
This whole thing is only possible because of the new school funding formula that passed in 2017. For determining what counts as a school day, the law of the land in Illinois had been 5 clock hours of instructional time. But that provision disappeared when the new school funding formula took effect, leaving the minimum number of required instructional hours at 0. That created the legal flexibility for alternative learning days, aka digital learning days. Not every district did them. Unit 5, notably, did not. District 87's was a pilot. And about 1,000 students in the Hayworth School District did 3 digital learning days last month. Hayworth Superintendent Lisa Taylor says it evolved pretty quickly as teachers got the hang of it. Many gave their students a menu of options, at-home assignments like watching a video, having someone take a photo of you when reading a book, or doing a sculpture.
There's a lot of an elementary, you know, build a fort and then read a book in your fort. So I think it's just a variety of activities and then your traditional stuff, which would be logging into web-based learning that we already use and completing some of their activities in there.
Taylor says her district is already heavily reliant on technology, so it's not a huge adjustment. Most teachers use Google Classroom, and it's a one-to-one district where students get their own computer. But Taylor says they also plan for those without internet access on these days.
Students who didn't have access, maybe they were somewhere they didn't have access or they don't have at home, they have an opportunity to make that up or corresponding assignments when they come back to school.
Back in Bloomington, it was a mixed bag for teachers. That's according to Joe Lewis, president of the District 87 Teachers Union, the BEA. He says junior high and high school teachers had a smoother experience because their students are already used to learning technology.
The elementary folks, they had a lot more concerns about how to get assignments to their students, and whether or not they could get feedback based on internet access, whether parents were home, for example.
Lewis says that with more planning time, teachers could make it an even better learning experience. And yes, of course, he says, it's better to have kids in school with their teachers. He sees this as a different kind of trade-off.
I see these as doing a cost-benefit analysis and determining whether, okay, a student has, we're going to have a snow day, we're going to have an emergency day. Is it better to have the student try to do something today than it would be, perhaps, to try to have the student do something on the last day of school, an emergency day that wasn't added on.
Kids love it, but winter weather school closures can be a real headache for parents who have to make alternate child care arrangements, sometimes in a hurry. Here's Barry Riley.
Generally, we had a positive response from parents, and although I would tell you that there were some who were disappointed in us doing that for a variety of reasons, some of which relate more to the logistics of trying to help their child. If, for example, if you've got a single parent who works or even both parents who work and have to provide daycare for their children and they can't be there to supervise this, it made it difficult in some cases.
Lisa Taylor in Hayworth is also surveying her parents. So far, she says it's been overwhelmingly positive.
They have encouraged more. What we have said is teachers will check in at 9 and 2 via email because they're working in between. Some people are used to more immediate feedback and response to questions. So some more regular communication throughout the day. Some very good suggestions, some training for parents who maybe haven't used Google Doc or some of the platforms that their students are used to using.
But while school districts are trying to figure out if alternative or digital learning days happen again, a move is afoot to make sure they don't. Legislation is moving in Springfield that could add the five-hour requirement back in, meaning snow days might just be snow days once again. I'm Ryan Denham.